Good afternoon, I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. If you don't know about dreams, you should know about dreams, and I mean the organization Dreams. And here to tell us about it is Tracy Wilkes, who is the Executive Director of Dreams of Wilmington. She'll not only tell us about dreams, for those of us who would like to know, but also tell us about their annual gala called Dreams Presents On Top of the World. It's this Saturday at the Wilmington Hilton Riverside. So Tracy Wilkes, it's great to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
It's so very nice to be with you again. I'll start with on top of the world, because Jamila asked me what it meant. And I want to tell you something. When kids, especially kids that, you know, are living in poverty and who are marginalized, sometimes for them, they don't really get the opportunity to build that self-confidence and self-esteem. But experiencing success at Dreams and being in a community that really values their talents and ambitions puts them on top of the world. Mm. And so, as you know, Jamila, we have a gala every year, and it has a different theme. And so we're 16 years old, and our kids are just stellar. They're doing so well. They're achieving in life. They're achieving in school. And not that it's perfect, and not that, you know, they have their bumps, as we all do along the road, but they're doing really well. And I asked a couple kids to write something for the program for Saturday night, and they said it so much better than I could. So I'm going to just give you a little treat here. Dreams is a place to have fun. Dreams is a place to create. Dreams is a place to learn. Dreams is a place where you can say what you want to say. Dreams creates a great foundation for our future. And it's a place where we are free to explore. Now, that's really powerful. Folks, there was no prompting there. This is what came from their hearts and out of their mouths. So we just are going to celebrate our students on Saturday night. And I also want to tell you that when I started Dream 16 years ago, it was very important that we had top shelf teaching artists, that we had folks that were trained and folks that were really successful in their own careers as artists. So I want to talk a little bit about the two directors of Dreams Presents On Top of the World. Our choreographer and dance teacher is a woman named Amber Adams. And Amber studied at the School of the Arts and then received her BFA from Marymount and attended the American Theater School of Ballet and the Joffrey Ballet School and was on Off-Broadway and then came back to Wilmington. This is the quality that these kids are getting. This is the quality of teacher that's teaching them. And so they're having a tremendously fun time with Amber, kind of the overall director and particularly focused on the vocals is a wonderful woman named Allison Mason, who is a music therapist. Mm. And she has taught songwriting and voice. She's also a visionary. We came up with the idea On Top of the World with the kids. We ran a couple things by them, and she took that concept and made it a reality. So it's going to be really, really a lot of fun.
Now, on a day-to-day basis, what Dreams does is give these kids an opportunity to have classes in all different art forms with, as you say, teachers who are working artists, who are successful in their field and can mentor these young people and show them what a life of an artist is like.
That's exactly right. Dreams is a youth development program that uses the arts as the vehicle to help kids develop that self-esteem and that self-confidence and that leadership. We use the arts because it is the most effective medium you can use, especially for kids who are struggling. Mm-hmm. To that end, we have classes in performing arts, visual arts, we have literary arts classes, media classes, we have an incredible youth entrepreneurship program, which helps kids market their visual art. And we've really gotten very serious about it this year, and we have a design studio for our older young people. And it's a twofold reason. One, to keep them attached to the program, because often when you get to be about 14, 15, 16, you kind of think, that's kid stuff. But when you're given the opportunity to earn money through something that you love doing. And one of the teaching artists is Michael Van Hout. And so those of you who know the local art scene know Michael and his beautiful printmaking and wire sculpture. He mentors these young people through the design studio. And there's another marvelous artist, jewelry artist, Mitzi Jonkier, who the kids had a workshop with her yesterday, and they're going to her studio today. So she's to show them the ins and outs of running your own business. So, you know, Dreams is more than an after-school arts program. It's a place where kids really start to build their futures.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Tracy Wiltz, the executive director of Dreams of Wilmington. And Dreams is having their annual gala. Dreams presents On Top of the World. It is this Saturday at the Wilmington Hilton Riverside. And we'll talk now about what will be happening on Saturday night at the Hilton and how you can get a ticket and support the wonderful work that this group does. I understand that it begins, Tracy, with 6 o'clock dinner and drinks. And there's an artist gallery that set up at that point. Now, this is some of the students' work, but also your teaching artists are giving various paintings and sculptures and whatnot that can be purchased. Is that right?
Yes, we have a terrific array. And here's the coolest thing. The artists donate 50% of their sales back to Dreams. Mm-hmm. So it is a win-win situation. And I think that it bespeaks the commitment and the passion that our community artists have for our students and for the program. So some of those artists, and I'm sure I'm going to forget someone because I don't have that particular list, but Kristen Gibson, and you know Kristen shows through Spectrum Gallery, who's a sponsor this year. She does marvelous, beautiful hand-painted silk scarves, and she's also a very fine painter. I mentioned Michael Van Hout and his wire sculptures. Dume Gorham, and most of us know Dume. Mm-hmm. He's a wonderful metalsmith. And Renato Abate, who is a ceramic artist and does fabulous vases and cups. And Todd Carrington, who's an oil painter and a really top shelf. And I want to mention Todd again because we have a live auction. And one of the items is a oil painting of your precious children. He will do a two-child oil painting. And these are spectacular. His paintings are just beautiful. So that's one of the auction items.
Yeah, so it's 6 o'clock dinner and drinks, and the artist gallery is open at 8 o'clock. The students will perform, and then at 8:30 there's the live auction.
Right. There's also dinner. There's a wonderful dinner, so drinks, artist gallery, and then dinner, and then the kids show, which is about 25 minutes, and then the live auction, and then a DJ dance party. And let me tell you, those kids will pull you out of your seat and onto the dance floor. And for those of you who might have been with us last year, it was so much fun.
Oh, that's great. The tickets for the gala are $80 a person.
Also, there's a level 2 ticket, which is $40.
That.
Now, what
nice.
That means is that you may not want to have dinner, but you may want to see the kids perform, and you may want to participate in the live auction and the dance party. So you can come in at 7:30 for dessert, buy a glass of wine, and see the show, and that's a $40 ticket.
Great. Now, the tickets are available by calling 772-1501, or you can go to dreamspresents.eventbrite.com. Now, if all of that sounds a little too much to remember, I'll say it again, dreamspresents.eventbrite.com. Can people just go to the Dreams website and see more information about this?
Yes, we have a special events website, which is www.dreamspresents.org.
Okay.
And there's a link right to order your e-tickets, and it'll tell you more details about the event, and we hope that we see you there.
Now, is this an event people should really get dressed up for? Can they kind of come in whatever they feel like?
Well, you know, it's cocktail attire, and make sure you put on your dancing shoes, and if that's sneakers, to be comfortable. But it's kind of a dressy affair. It's certainly not black tie, but it's a chance to dress up.
All right. One of the things I'd recommend is do go to the website and take a look at some of the auction items, because you will want to be there to bid on some of these vacations and works of art and various things that are being offered. And know that however much you can give, that goes to support dreams. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in today. I wish we could talk more, but this is great. I think we'll send people one more time, give them the website.
www.dreamspresents.org.
Great. You can see everything you need to see there and get your tickets. And then you can go on Saturday.
And thanks. Thank you so much.